Hello, everyone. Welcome to Northern Gardening Tips. I'm Cheryl Morgoff with the Northern News Network. There are many fruits we cannot grow well in our northern gardens, but red and yellow raspberries do quite well. Yesterday, we talked about pruning existing beds and the difference between bearing types. Today, let's talk about establishing a new bed. I'll be back in a moment.
Elections are right around the corner, and with recent changes to many election laws, it's more important than ever to know how, when, and where to vote. That's why AARP created a Montana Election Guide with the most up-to-date information on how to register, where to vote, the rules for early voting, and key voting deadlines. Stay informed so you can make your voice heard. Visit aarp.org/mtvotes. That's aarp.org/mtvotes. Paid for by AARP.
Have you heard about the exciting career opportunities with MSU Extension? If you're looking to make a positive impact on agriculture, families, youth, and local communities, a career in Extension may be right for you. MSU Extension is an equal opportunity employer, employing veterans and disabled, offering excellent benefits and a supportive work environment. Apply today, make a difference in your community tomorrow. Visit montana.edu/extension to explore your next employment opportunity. That's montana.edu/extension.
If you're thinking about trying raspberries, the most commonly grown and hardiest in our northern gardeners are June-bearing red raspberries. Yellow varieties are mutations of red and are also quite hardy. Raspberries need lots of moisture but do poorly in saturated soils. Flooding in spring can suffocate raspberry roots. If you selected a spot that was previously lawn, turn and cultivate it for at least a year before planting your raspberries. Prior to planting, turn under well-rotted manure and superphosphate. Recommended rates are easily found on the internet or your package. Your friends may have plants to share, but transplants can be infected with various diseases, so it's probably wisest to obtain certified disease-free plants from a reputable nursery. Plant dormant plants in early spring. Set them as deeply as they were in the nursery and space them about 2 feet apart. Raspberry plants will sucker and eventually fill in a bed, which you should keep to 3 to 5 feet wide. If you live in a windy location, consider trellising your plants to avoid windthrow. Otherwise, little to no support is necessary. Weeds can become a problem in the raspberry bed. A 4-inch layer of mulch can control them. Use clean straw, wood chips, sawdust, or leaves from the neighbor's trees. Some folks prefer to mulch with gravel or pebbles if they have a rodent issue in their yard. I'm Cheryl Morgoff. Please join me next time for more Northern Gardening Tips on the Northern News Network.